Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. So glad that you're here with us because I've got Pastor John Welch with me today. And John, it's good to have you back today.
Pastor, it's good to be here.
I'm glad you made the decision to stay.
I'm glad I decided to stay.
We talked in our last podcast. So hopefully you got it. If you didn't, go back and listen to it. We started what I'll call, we're going to do this maybe a few times here, but we're talking about making a quality decision, a Christ decision, a decision that can accomplish something for the kingdom of God, and not only for you, but also for those that are following you.
Yeah.
If you're a leader, then you've got to be a decision maker. You can't allow yourself just to do nothing. There's got to be a place where you're willing to actually step up to the plate and do something positive, do something that's going to affect other people's lives. In fact, I think most leaders that I know are decision people.
Yeah.
I guess I realized looking back, even as a leader myself, I was a leader before I knew I was a leader.
Yeah.
Because I could be in a bunch of people and something needed to be done. They're standing around talking about it, and I'm saying, this is what we need to do. You know, let's do it.
Kindergarten.
Yeah.
Kindergarten. Hey, you on the playground.
I'm ruling kindergarten. I don't remember that far back, but I do remember even times in high school, you know, yeah. I worked one summer, and I know I'm backing up here, but anyway.
Go for it.
I was working one summer, there's a bunch of us in high school, and we got a job cutting the right-of-way on gravel roads in Mississippi.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of gravel roads in Mississippi, and that's what we did all summer was cut the bushes on the sides of the roads and there. But we would come to circumstances, and everybody'd say, well, we're just going to have to sit and wait for a supervisor. I said, no, guys, look, this is all we can do this. Let's just do this.
Yeah.
And some of them would follow me, and we'd keep going. The rest would sit around. And I realized, you know what? I look back at it and say, I was trying to lead even then, you know. Didn't even realize it. I mean, when I was in college, I was working on a construction job, and I was just a worker. Next thing you know, I'm guiding and leading other people, making decisions because they wouldn't make a decision.
Right.
So it's important if you're going to be a leader that you make definite, profound decisions.
Yeah.
And I say it that way because you can always just throw something out there and make a decision.
That's true.
But to make a profound decision, make one that's really going to produce something. That's where you really have to live your life.
That's true.
So in regard to that, I want to talk about Moses because Moses was one of the greatest leaders.
No doubt.
That, I mean, anybody that could lead a million people.
No doubt.
Who all of them hated him.
Without the internet, without texting, without Slack.
A million people.
Incredible.
He had his sister and his brother with him sometime.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Depending on the day.
Depending on when.
And the circumstances.
And he had Joshua and Caleb with him. But bottom line, he had to lead a very hard-hearted group of people in a very tough, difficult time. Mm-hmm. And I believe that what God did to help him was he had to make a decision about his future.
Mm-hmm.
Before he ever made a decision regarding leading the people, he had to make a decision about his future.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't think about this, but Moses had it made.
Yep.
He was in Pharaoh's house. He was a leader. He was a ruler in Pharaoh's house.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like he was some peon. I mean, this guy.
Top of the world.
Man. And yet I know he had in his heart what God had wanted him to do to be a deliverer. I understand that. But The thing that I want you to see here is this. Moses had to make a decision regarding what he was going to do with his life.
Yeah.
Okay, a big decision. You know, we have small decisions in our lives. We have big decisions.
Yeah.
If we make the right big decisions, it gives us a much greater capacity to make the smaller decisions.
Well said.
You know, I've learned that in living my life. If I make those big decisions right, I can look at a smaller decision and I can jump on it.
Well said.
You know, and a lot of times people look at it just the opposite.
Yeah.
They put off the big decisions.
Yeah.
And then try to live and make decisions of life.
That's really
good. And it doesn't work.
It's really good.
So Moses did some things over in Hebrews chapter 11 that really I think we need to understand if we're going to make a right decision, okay? And it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24, it says in the first words, by faith, when Moses became of age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Okay? Now listen to this. This is very important. Moses did what he did. The decision he made by faith. Okay? He made a decision based on what he believed was what God wanted for his life and what was right and what God's wisdom was speaking to him. Everything else was speaking just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it a minute. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Just reading
that means that he was
just
Pharaoh's grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He called him granddaddy. You know, and he chose to do that. Now, listen, he was in his house, so he had to do it by faith.
Yeah, that's very okay. Well said. Good point.
Listen, a lot of your decisions are not going to be made as a leader because you know all the answers.
Yeah.
It's just that you know what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
And that you're going to make a decision based on what's right, and you're going to have to do it by faith.
That's good, Pastor.
Well, nobody's going to understand my decision. I can't tell you how many times I've made decisions and people didn't understand.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to, and it was not my job to explain it to them.
Sure.
You know? And so Moses made a decision, but it was based on, based on the Word of God in essence, but it was based on what he knew God wanted him to do.
Right.
And I'll tell you, as a leader, there are going to be times when the only thing you're going to know about your decision is, this is what I know God said to do.
Yep. This is what we're supposed to do. Yeah.
Because if you try to analyze everything,
yep,
it isn't going to work.
Yep.
I have a dear friend. He just went to heaven here just not too long ago. But he and his wife, I hope she doesn't listen to this podcast because she's never known this. She doesn't, I don't think. But you know, he was young, she was young, and they set the wedding date. They had all the plans, and it was coming close to the day. And he called me in a panic. I got to see you. I got to see you. I said, what's the matter? What's up? He said, I'm not sure I'm making the right decision. I said, well, tell me why you don't think you're making the right decision. He said, what if there's somebody out there better? And I said, I wanted to say, you know, you're an idiot. That's just crazy. I said, number one, I said, it doesn't matter. I said, there probably is. Probably not somebody right for you.
Right.
But there's probably somebody better out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, his wife was a very nice looking woman, but you know, she wasn't a model.
Right.
So I said, so what? I said, look, number one, you believe God put you all together? Yes. Do you love her? Yes. I said, there's your decision.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
You can't live your life on what ifs.
Yeah.
I said, you've made a quality decision. Number one, because you believe God put you together. I believe God put you together.
Sure.
So you've got a witness.
Yeah.
And you tell me you love her.
Yeah. What you waiting on?
Do it. And you know what? He did. And yeah. And really, it's funny because he told me, he said, Pastor, I'm doing this by faith, and I'm doing this because you told me.
No pressure.
No pressure. Well, they were married 40, oh my goodness, 45 years.
Incredible.
40, yeah.
Right decision.
Right decision.
Yeah.
He just went home to be with the Lord, but right decision.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he had to get out of his head, okay, let me process it naturally. What if there's somebody better? What if there's, no, unwind this thing back to, is this what God wants? Do you love her? Does she love you? And make a decision of faith.
And move forward. And
move
don't
forward.
Look back.
When you put that ring on somebody's finger, it's an act of faith.
That's right. Yeah.
Whether you like, you know, as a Christian, it's an act of faith.
Yeah.
You're saying, I believe in you. I believe we're meant to be together.
Yeah.
And then you walk out what you believe.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's the way we, as leaders, that we're going to have to make decisions.
Yeah.
So you don't make them rashly. You seek God. You get God's wisdom. And then you step out by faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything that I, maybe not everything, but I would say the majority of everything that I've accomplished as a leader is because I had to make a decision that was not based on how I felt or what I saw, but it was based on, this is what I believe God wants.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to do this by faith.
Yes. And there was risk involved.
Always risk.
But there's no such thing as progress
Absolutely.
Without risk.
Always risk.
It just doesn't
risk.
Exist.
Absolutely.
Progress just will never happen without
some
risk involved.
You've
got to
take that risk of faith. Now, I'm not talking about just throwing something up against the wall and saying, well, I'm believing God.
Yeah.
I'm talking about seeking God.
Yeah.
Feeling in your spirit that you've got the right answer.
Yeah.
Make that decision and then go forward.
Yeah.
And once you do, then you have to rest on faith. You just got to believe God. Father, I've just made the best decision. I trust you're going to work with me and let it go. That's what Moses did. He says, by faith.
Absolutely.
You know, when he became of age, he had to make a decision.
Yeah.
And the first thing he had to do was he had to refuse something.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time to get into that. But it's important that you know that you can make a decision, but it's got to be a faith decision.
That's right.
All right, we're out of time today.
Excellent teaching. Excellent.
We're going to hook back up with this again and talk some more about making a quality decision. So stick with us on our next podcast. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.